Are you ready to record our part two of why do bad impossible things happen bad? Why when it feels impossible? Why? But bad, maybe it's bad. I don't know why. Why is it impossible to maybe bad?
What? Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Possible bad, possible and insane, possible bad, possible things happen, part two. Why do bad things happen?
Yes.
Cool. Welcome to 69 cent special. I'm 10 liters of blood.
And I'm kilometer. Sorry, it's pronounced kilometer.
Oh, we're going metric today.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is part two of our two-part series that is not really a series on why do bad impossible things happen bad, do bad why.
Okay, we can't do that twice.
Shit, okay. I couldn't even remember it. But this is why do bad things happen.
This is a religious tape, was last week.
Yeah.
Or last year, depending on when you listen to it. I'm not your dad.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Download when you want.
We're not your, like, supervisor.
Yeah.
But, this one's different.
It is.
This one's definitely not trying to seem like a crime show.
It's not something that induces Wendy's induced fever dreams upon us.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I mean, we didn't have Wendy's.
Not this time.
No. So hopefully it's not a Wendy's induced fever dream.
It might be a
Mondo Burger
induced fever dream.
It might. Yeah, I hope so too.
We've seen this one before.
Yes.
This was actually, I think, the first one we, like, bought then watched.
One of the first. It might have been the first, just because the title's so good.
Right, because, like, this title is called Why Do Bad Things Happen?
And that's just too crispy. Too crispity crunchity.
Nobody better lay a finger on my religious media.
As I make a Satan laugh.
Oh, cut that. We're getting spooky. It's almost Halloween. Don't. Can't do that now.
I know.
It's been ruined forever.
All right. Anyway.
Topical.
Speaking of, why do bad things happen?
Well, we already know the answer to this question, but yeah. We're not going to spoil it for you guys at home.
No, it's too fun to enjoy the unravel. The undressing, if you will. The slow undressing of the... It's not truth at all. But, you know.
Why do bad jokes happen?
Because I exist.
Are you, like, the patron saint of bad jokes?
Yeah, as well as, eating children.
Do you eat a lot of children, or...?
Yeah, baby corn specifically.
I realized you at home couldn't see that look that I just gave him.
I think they could hear the look you were giving me.
Like, I hope you could all feel it.
Yeah, just the aura emanating. Man, once they make, like... context vision, like, a podcast, and you just, like... get emotional senses of things happening.
It's called making a YouTube video of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, that exists.
That sounds far too advanced. When's the next World's Fair? We'll see it there.
Nah, there we'll only see, like, a bunch of dolls.
Yeah.
And watch a man electrocute an elephant to death.
Oh, yeah. Just to convince people that his electricity's better.
Thomas Edison was an asshole.
Yeah. You can't spell asshole without Edison.
Yes, you can.
You know?
As a matter of fact, asshole does not contain the letter I.
But it contains the letter O, and that's shaped like a hole.
That stands for pool.
Hey!
You want to read the back of this?
Go ahead.
No, it's your episode.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Even that. Episodes are you, odd episodes are me.
I'm like a goldfish.
You're so delicious?
I'm delicious and I flush easy.
That's untrue.
The Total TV Network presents Fast Forward. I thought this was... Oh. Hey, hey, hey! Don't touch that dial. It says that. Kill me. It's time for another upbeat episode of Fast Forward with the multi-talented Bill Myers. Parentheses. He co-created the McGee and Me videos. We're all familiar with those.
Listen, if you haven't seen McGee and Me, you didn't have a childhood.
It's the sequel to Me and Bobby McGee.
I hope not.
Each show contains the high-energy look of MTV, ellipses, but the Total TV Network goes beyond just fast-paced images. We've added real answers to the critical issues teenagers face every day.
It's actually really funny how much of a lie that is.
100%. I think it's all flooding back into my mind now.
Like, I can picture the entirety of the tape.
Yeah. Oh God, I am too. Oh no.
We're about to picture the entirety of it, so keep reading.
It made me fart.
Oh God, that's what that look was. Yeah. He just closed his eyes for a good, like...
But because the terrible images were flooding back to me and it forced some noxious
energy out of my people. Sure, sure. It wasn't that you were trying very hard
to fart. It was not that I was concentrating all energy on making sure that was not loaded. They don't call us Total TV for nothing. Yes, about this episode. So this is an episode
it's
of
an episode.
Fast Forward.
Yep.
About this episode. Why do bad things happen? Sooner or later, personal tragedy strikes all of us, ellipses, and we start asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Why did this have to happen?
Uh-huh.
Who's responsible?
Who?
Where was God?
Where?
George's daughter? We begin to blame ourselves, ellipsis. Our parents, ellipsis. Our friends, ellipsis. The doctors, ellipsis. Or society, ellipsis. We may even blame God. He's totally the first one you blame. This episode of Fast Forward explores those questions, ellipsis, and brings a message of hope for troubled teens. Produced by Marty Mosley and Jacqueline Mosley. Running time 26 minutes. Copyright MCMXCIV. Priority 1 Publishing. Box 769. That's 796009. Dallas, Texas. And then there's a phone number I'm not going to read.
Because it's definitely not for them anymore.
Also, the word neo-Nazi attack on teens upsets something.
What?
It's on the front. That's one of the headlines. They have like a bunch of newspaper clippings as the background of the thing.
Okay.
Government AIDS aware.
Oh.
18-year-old police. In drug raid.
18-year-old police in drug raid?
Tough times.
they seem like it.
Mental illness. Widespread. Depression. Alcohol dependence. Lead list in federal.
These are all really... depressing.
Sus out of jail.
We gotta sus out that jail.
Yeah, sus out that jail.
Do we want to know more about this Bill Myers guy?
I would love to know more about Bill Paxton.
Well, it's Bill Myers, not Bill Paxton.
I know.
Do you want me to look up Bill Paxton instead?
I'd rather, but I mean, for the fans.
Game over, man.
Yeah, game over.
He's an American Christian author, film director, and film producer. He was born in Seattle, Washington on September 9th, 1953. He's most notable
for
the...
His birthday was recently. His birthday just passed. Like, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So did another person whose birthday is important in my life.
You?
No.
Oh. Yours is in January.
Yeah, mine's in January.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck do you... I'm not going to say it on
my... Yeah.
Because I want to keep myself mysterious. Yeah.
Okay. I know who it is. Ha 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 ha.
Myers is most notable for the animated series The Adventures of McGee and Me. McGee and Me is a cartoon.
Oh,
we got to keep a lookout.
Yes. I want tapes.
Religious cartoons are even better than religious like non-cartoons.
Yeah, because like live action ones are just sad.
Usually.
But you can mask most of the sadness with cartoons.
That's my childhood. That's our childhoods.
That's a lot of people's life.
You ever watch Hey Arnold? Think about it.
You ever watch Cat Dog?
Don't. I wish I didn't. You know, I watched a lot of Cat Dog, but I hated Cat Dog.
Cat Dog was like one of the first shows that I unconsciously watched.
Right? Like, it was on a lot.
Yeah, it was. They
but
played
like,
a lot of
I never wanted to watch it.
Like, with SpongeBob, I watched it.
Sure.
And, like, I can remember shit from it. Cat Dog, I remember there was a cat,
there was
a cat and a dog that were sewn ass to ass.
They weren't sewn. They were born that way.
Well...
No asses enter in the equation. They never explain how they go to the bathroom.
Well, but that's all I remember. I don't remember episodes. I don't remember, like, anything. I don't remember the side characters.
You don't remember the little rat?
No.
The mouse?
No.
You don't remember the bullies?
No.
One of whom had the really shrill voice?
I don't remember any of that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I wish I was
It's
you.
Like my brain immediately knew it was, like, a drug-induced fucking fit. And so tried to block it out.
I wish I was you because I can perfectly recall at least 4 episodes of Cat Dog.
I'm sorry.
Like frame for frame. in my head. I can play it right now.
I remember the episode of Rocco's Modern Life where one of the frog dudes got his face put in a blender and turned out hot for a while.
Yes.
But I can't remember anything about CatDog. And I watched way more CatDog than Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah, well, Rocco's Modern Life was way more overtly, like, disturbing.
Yeah, that's true. It's more like a mental scar.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the page. Dude cow named Heifer.
Yep.
Huh.
He was also raised by a family of wolves.
Yeah. So he founded Rome.
Turn the page. Wash your hands. Turn the page. wash your hands. Yeah, that's Filbert, the turtle. Yeah. Anyway.
We were talking about someone we don't care about.
He's an author of books from many genres. We're back to Bill Myers, by the way.
Yep.
Including comedy, horror,
ooh,
thriller,
okay,
fiction, and nonfiction.
I mean, that kind of covers, like, everything.
He has written over 80 books.
My God.
I assume most of those are not him.
Or novels.
Right. Most of them are probably, like, novellas. When you were a kid and you still went to church, did they have, like, a bookstore?
Yes.
See, mine did, too.
It wasn't really a bookstore. It was more like a gift shop. It was kind of weird.
See, mine was also a combo of bookstore and gift shop.
Yes.
Because it would also have, like, tapes for, like, yeah, VeggieTales.
We also had, like, tchotchkes you put around your house.
See, mine didn't have as many tchotchkes.
Okay, we had a good amount of those.
That was
when we moved here. When we were in Phoenix, the church we went to,
mm-hmm,
most of the time was out of a high school auditorium because they were having their church built. So we just went to, like, a fucking auditorium.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever call it the Godatorium?
Oh, no, because I was...
Do you want to go back in time and be cool?
I hadn't flexed my pun muscles yet.
You want to go back in time, steal that, and be cool?
I mean, that would take a lot of fucking effort to turn me cool.
No, but I mean, like, you in this body go back in time and are cool as you now in this body.
Oh, man. That'd be really weird.
Like, you just go up, hey, everybody, welcome to the Godatorium. Bye!
And finger then
you
guns, leave finger guns,
before
arrested.
You change history.
Yeah, that's true. It fucking butterfly effect. I make that pun, and maybe...
Everyone dies.
This country would actually be Brazil right now.
Now, are we talking Brazil, Brazil, or are we talking, like...
The movie.
The movie Brazil.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, man, that could be poignant, because, like, they put, like, the giant, like, Jesus in the middle of the country.
Yeah, the big old
Rio de Jesus. Cheese Nero.
That just sounds dirty.
The Jeez NATO.
The Jizz NATO.
No, the Jeez NATO.
Aw.
Jeezy Creezy.
Lemon Squeezy.
He has a biography, a filmography, a bibliography, an additional bibliography.
And a cryptography.
Yeah, The Adventures of McGee and Me has a whole, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 episodes.
Which one was this one?
None.
What?
Well, this is a different thing.
Well, this is... Oh, yeah, sorry, this is...
Yeah, McGee and Me has
yeah
6 episodes.
Fucking wow.
Twas the Fight Before Christmas is one of them.
Oh, dude, I hope that's like an MMA episode.
Twister and Shout is another one. Here, do you want all the episodes?
I would love all the episodes.
Right, so the first one is the Not So Great Escape. It's where they get captured by Nazis and fail to escape from the camp.
Oof.
The second one's Big Lie. It's where they fight against Big Pharma.
Or are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not checking.
Or
these.
Is it a parody of Tom Hanks' Big?
Or the movie Big Fish.
Or they go to a real Big Fish concert.
The third one is called Skate Expectations.
Oh,
which might be the
yeah
best title yet.
That's so good.
Star in the Breaking.
I'm sorry.
Star in the Breaking. As in Star in the Making, but like, they're breaking because they don't have enough Jesus in their life, presumably.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Twas the Fight Before Christmas, Twister and Shout, and Take Me Out of the Ball Game.
That's garbage.
Right?
Take that's me a dad out joke.
Yeah.
That's like,
all these are dad jokes.
That's like, oh, man, take me out of the ball game. It's like, oh, dad.
He was like, this is at the time where, like, a particular team that comes from Chicago wasn't winning very often, and
yeah,
I'm talking about the Cubs.
Yeah, but since they're from the good part of Chicago, that they still have a good sense of humor about it because they've had to go through that for over 100 years.
Right, so they're like, oh, we're losing again.
Yeah. Well, take me out of the ball game.
And then life sucks for everyone.
I know.
You know, life is about to suck for us. Do you want to talk about anything to delay the inevitable?
A bad thing's about to happen, so we need to ask why.
Because we're putting it on... We're doing this to ourselves.
Because we are audiovisual masochists.
Oh, shit. That was a much better name for this show.
That's a much better podcast title.
Nobody steal it.
Nope. We got the branding for a 69-cent special, though.
Well, yeah, because we made it.
Why did they make these football-shaped? These, like, fucking under cartridge hole massagers in a VHS plastic clamshell.
Okay, so in the clamshell, there's the top one we get.
It's like a post.
Because that's to put the reel on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get the bottom one either.
Because I've had ones where it's only the football-shaped ones.
I don't get that.
I don't get... Because it doesn't
It probably does hold the reel in. Because it, like, if it tries to turn, it'll, like, catch.
Okay.
But...
It's still dumb.
It uses less plastic than the reel hole.
That's true. It's like all those modern video game cases. Where they've cut huge holes out of them to save plastic.
And that's cool and all.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It doesn't affect the structural integrity, and all I care about is the goddamn disc. Or I'll just download the goddamn game.
Do you want to play a Christy video game?
Like fucking Catechumen?
Well, I mean, that's the best one.
Right.
Because you get to have a sword.
What about Super Noah's Ark 3D?
A Super 3D Noah's Ark, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Which one?
None.
Oh, you're just saying, like, instead.
Yeah, instead of doing this.
Well, I mean, it's...
We've already started the episode.
I rewound it.
Oh, you rewound it already?
Fuck. It's habit, man. Let's just fucking get this over with. Hey, Kevin.
You ever wonder why?
Ooh, I peeked.
Yeah, you peeked, but I didn't because I backed away from the mic like a good man.
Like a good little boy.
Like a good little boy that knows a little mic discipline. Speaking of discipline.
God.
Why do bad things happen? Because we suck.
Yeah, so the lesson here is that bad things happen because God is mad at us in general.
Yeah.
That was the lesson. We knew that going in, but we relearned it.
Yeah, I confused this with...
when we didn't release the episode.
Yeah, because it was not a good episode. We might release it eventually. But it was, we watched How to Make Your Parents Do What You Want.
Mm-hmm.
And that was bad.
That was bad. I think that one was worse than this one.
Like, humor vacuum bad.
Sure.
This one, fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, also shorter.
Yeah. But man, if you liked that, like, Bill Nye aesthetic.
Oh, yeah. This is the jazz patterniest.
Yeah. Like, we're going to get. Ransom notiest.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, whenever there was, like, a shot of a person over other footage.
Yep.
It, like, had that, like, wear and tear over it.
It did the, like, the handwritten text that was shifting back and forth between two frames.
Oh, it was good.
Like, the random giant fucking letters. And
random capitalizations.
Yeah, poor camera work.
In general.
Yeah. Loved the look of it. Loved the look of it.
The look and feel of the film is great. Any time that we're not getting preached to is great.
Oh, man. So we open with some fucking fogey. Talking about how you can buy like the 15-week goddamn set of these videos for whatever. I don't give a shit. He reads a letter, and we assumed it was a guy who was actually a Satanist. And then we get to the actual feature fucking presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Where we've got the offspring of Dave Coulier
and Chandler Bing.
And Chandler Bing and a Drew Barrymore ripoff.
Like the poor man's Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, in the baggiest jackets.
Oh, Chandler Bing's hands disappear.
Yeah.
A lot.
Huge. And they were wearing those, like, almost John Lennon sunglasses. Like the
Pretty now, the thing to remember here, whenever we talk about these guys, is that the guy, Dave Bang,
Chandler Coulier,
that's a way better one. Chandler Coulier is high off his fucking gourd.
That's where we got, do you ever wonder why? Because that's one of the first things we hear out of his gob.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, because the girl is trying to be all like cool and like, you know, like that
well,
90s.
Well, she's clearly that, like his handler.
That like 90s poetry slam sort of cool.
Yeah. The kind that I would be like, she's my favorite character. Yeah, and I don't know why.
Yeah. That like, still kind of cool today. Sort of like the
well, she's just chill.
Like no care, like but wear comfortable clothes.
She's
so
very
cool.
Clearly his like, handler.
Yeah, because that dude is off the goddamn chain.
He's off his fucking rocker.
Yeah, he is.
And yet he's the one that they allow to talk more often. Gee whiz, wonder why.
Yeah, he was probably off script, all of it.
No, he was very clearly on script. They only let him read exactly what was on the script. He was just on so much drugs that like it seems like he's off script.
He's stumbling. He's fucking following her. She's like, I have to work with this fucking fool. How much weed did he smoke? And
was it cocaine?
It was probably laced with at least 7 different shoes.
Shoes?
I don't know. And so she's talking about like trying to get it on topic, and like he's doing his fucking
he's just goofing around,
whatever the fuck. And then we get to they start interviewing kids about terrible things that have. Oh, we forgot that before all that, they just had a montage of like really disastrous news footage.
Oh yeah, just news footage of like.
There's a protest, and here are police beating people.
The search for their bodies is ongoing.
Here's a bunch of firefighters putting out fires from an earthquake.
Just coffins.
Yeah. Here's a grave site.
Just really, like, news footage of, like, bad shit going down.
Yeah.
Really setting the mood.
Yeah.
And then we jump right into wacky 90s hijinks.
Bip, boop, bip, bip.
There was a lot of that. The bam, bam,
that, like,
bam,
that, like,
bam.
Sawtoothy sort of synth.
Sega Genesis ass.
Oh man, I love that sound.
It's so good.
So those fools happen. Then they start talking to kids who are like, "Oh, what, God stuff, blah blah blah."
Well, so one was like, one was like, my, oh, someone's grandpa died in a car crash.
Mm-hmm. They basically start interviewing kids about things that are deeply personal and very tragic.
Right. Tragic, terrible things that happen to these kids that are of no fault of their own.
That should be talking to
a therapist.
Like grief counselors and
right.
not. And
they
not
do seem more or less like they're over it.
They seem like they've gotten over it or at least had the time
to mentally process it.
But oh my God.
Not all of them.
And then, okay, and then that happens and stuff, and there's probably something I missed.
And then we start talking to Bill Myers.
What's that? That was Bill Myers. And, yeah, they're like, we need to talk to an expert about this shit.
Go to, like, an expert opinion.
And they go to, like, the cool teacher's classroom, and it's Bill Myers, and he looks like a fucking...
He does that thing where you just know he's going to grab a chair, flip it around, sit in it
backwards
and say,
be like,
kids, let's rap about God.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the, let's rap about God. I have a VHS on how atoms work. And then he puts it in, and it's just like the Lego Bible.
Dino DNA.
And so he's like the cool teach.
Yeah.
He's someone you'd call teach. And he would unironically love it.
Or he wants to be like Cotter from Welcome Back, Cotter.
That's a reference. That's over my head.
It's over my head, too. I never saw it.
Perfect. I'm going
to
go with your
right. He wants to be, like,
right.
a teacher that, like, you would see on Saved by the Bell, and they're, like, the
oh,
cool
yeah.
teacher.
Yeah, they're like the chill teacher that the kids, like, hang out in their room after school.
You know, the one that, like, exists, but, like, you kind of wish didn't.
Yeah, because it's kind of skeevy.
Right. He has a skeevy aura. Not all cool teachers have that skeevy
yeah,
aura.
Some cool teachers are awesome.
But those
cool.
teachers tend to be like the super nerdy ass ones.
Yeah. And like you slowly find out how cool they are because they're like, well, I mean, I'm your teacher. I don't want to be your friend. Like I'm here to teach you.
Right.
But then you slowly are like, you're super awesome, man. And you get like, it's really like an inspiring cool rather than like
this
hey, I want to hang out with high schoolers cool.
Yeah. No, this guy feels like he wants to hang out with high schoolers.
Yeah. It's weird. And he.
This guy's still alive, so I don't want to, like, besmirch him.
Yeah. He's probably a lovely person.
Well, I don't want to judge one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's just the aura he was putting out for this.
Yeah.
Was definitely skeevy.
And in general with, like, this
style. Not just because he was trying to, like, preach to us.
Right. No. It was just like a, I don't
know. He wanted something out of us.
Sorry, I'm tuning my brain. And
not working very well.
No. And then we get, who was the first?
First kid
tragic
was
child.
First kid was the sort of dumpy ginger.
Was that first?
The Juggalo kid, yeah.
Oh yeah, he was first.
Yeah.
Yeah, this larger rotund boy talking about how his mother,
who's an alcoholic,
drank herself into a coma
and now she has brain damage,
yeah,
and is functionally like,
like,
I don't want to say a vegetable because she can clearly move.
Yeah, she can move, but it's like completely gone.
Like she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
She's like, it's, this is, hey,
it's, I wanna, like one step up from vegetable.
I want, if that ever happens to me for any reason,
just pull the plug.
Just get me dead.
Yeah.
If I'm in a coma ever, done.
Yeah.
Unless it's for like 15 minutes.
He's been sleeping.
If I'm in a coma for 15 minutes,
I'm
okay.
He's been in a half hour coma, nurse. What do we do?
If I'm in a coma for long enough that like there was significant brain damage.
No, nurse, you don't understand. He signed a DNR. It's been half an hour. He's fine. He's taking it. You don't understand.
He's not even in a coma. Like he has brain funk. Like
he got home from work and is tired.
He spoke.
He's literally waking up right now and flipping you off. What do you... He has a DNR!
He's not even on life support. And you're just like, I got the pillow.
DNR just stands for Donuts Need Raisins.
I do not believe that.
I never signed that DNR.
I would never say that donuts need raisins. That is the domain of the bagel. Or perhaps
that's my
the
favorite,
muffin.
That's my favorite cleric domain.
Bagel Bagels. Domain?
Yep.
I'd play that.
Yeah, they have spells like locks down. That's all I got.
Raisin
the dead.
No!
Yeah!
Bagel. Okay.
Yeah, bagel. That's it's bagel, yeah, domain. Yeah. What would muffin domain cleric be?
They just have a spell that's like technically cake.
It's like a cupcake for breakfast.
Like it's not even puns,
right? Yeah, it's just like, who wants some honey and oats? My favorite's chocolate chip from Costco, that sort of thing. Very like to the point clerics.
Banana nut. That's their healing spell.
Blueberry.
Power word banana nut.
Banana nut.
Anyway, so this kid talks about his like sob story about his mom.
And we're like, it's fucking tragic.
Like it's very like, legitimately sad.
Like, traumatic.
Which, this is a really good tape if you want to get like emotional whiplash a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is an emotional, like, you know, people say, oh, it's an emotional roller coaster. This is like an emotional roller coaster at four times the speed.
This is an emotional roller coaster that, like, tried to break some fucking records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of emotional roller coaster you would make on Roller Coaster Tycoon.
There's seven inversions.
Yep.
It goes at 95 miles an hour constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got those Hot Wheels, like, accelerate-y.
Yeah, like but they're, like, full human size.
Yeah.
And they launch you out of there at like 400 miles per hour.
Yeah. And there's
and
a part where you go
skin from
like
your
straight
skull.
Down and then it goes back to straight up.
Yeah.
So you die.
Yeah. It's like you barf going down and catch it going back up.
This is the euthanasia coaster.
Ah, youth in Asia. Is that not youth in Asia? Youth. Never mind. So we get to, we said he's definitely a Juggalo now.
Yeah, he was wearing like a Daffy Duck like shirt.
Like black shirt, just, purple spray paint.
He just had the aura.
Yeah, he had the...
I'm saying aura a lot, but he, you know...
Aura's a good word.
He has the vibe.
Yeah.
Of being like... He bought the first ICP album.
Yeah.
And just never looked back.
Black and white are the colors of his energy.
Sure.
Whoa. Amber is the color of your energy. Anyway.
Okay.
It's a song.
I like how I'm making you seem like you're crazy for knowing Amber is the color of my energy, which is the song that I also know.
Yeah. Bish.
It was referenced in a lot
Eric
of things.
Bischoff.
Don't call me that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Fucker.
You rude bitch.
You rude dude with attitude.
You fucking Sonic the Hedgehog ass piece of shit.
Hey. That's our word.
Ass?
Yeah. And so we get past that goddamn
trauma.
Yeah, stabbed to the heart. And he's to blame.
Stabbed to the heart.
And this VHS is to blame.
You give God a bad name.
Oof. We get back, and between these, we go back to Teach.
Yeah, mostly we go back to Teach. We don't see our two hosts for a while.
No. But the best thing during these Teach segments is he'll be like, so, bad things happen.
That is absolutely not what he sounds
not
like.
Not at all, but I'm going with this voice. Actually, no, I had it before. It was kind of, it was really, like a satanic voice.
That nearly spoiled the joke, what you just did.
What, this?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Diane. But he... So he would say something that's really like, why do bad things happen? Well, I think I know why bad things happen. It's because God is not happy with you. It does like a Seinfeld-ass bass lick.
Boom, boom.
But it's after something really like meteorically serious. Heavy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's like, if you don't trust in God, you will die alone and unhappy. It's like, oh my Lord. You want to talk emotional whiplash. You're sitting there being punished like a child. And then it's like, be wacky. That's what happens.
So my household.
Yeah.
That was a joke just for us.
Yep.
I just looked down all sad.
The bad place. And
spoilers for shows. All shows.
Yeah, Supernatural.
All shows take place in hell. That's a legitimate theory you could argue about most shows.
That's a legitimate theory you could have about Earth.
I mean, all right, you want to get fucking...
Let's get fucking.
So, yeah, you like that micro-adjustment of the microphone?
No, I like that you missed the fact that I just said, let's get fucking. It was just like, let's get fucking. I was like, all right, let's get fucking.
I didn't miss it.
Yeah, okay.
I appreciated it.
You just completely ignored it.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, reward that behavior.
Yeah, like God.
Okay, so, like, to get into, like, Paradise Lost, right?
Sure.
Like, Earth is kind of, like, hell. Because we're like, definitely apart from God.
Mm-hmm.
Is the whole, like, argument that, like, Satan has.
The whole crux.
In, like, Paradise Lost. And you could make that argument, like, really easily, especially since we know that this tape exists, because we watched it.
Are you saying because this tape exists, it's like a goddamn Satan horcrux?
No, I'm saying that this tape is, like, evidence that we're in hell.
Oh, yeah. Could also be a Satan horcrux.
I mean, all things could be a Satan horcrux.
What if we look down at the tape and the fucking Leviathan cross just started burning its way onto the...
If any of our tapes is a Satan horcrux, we've already watched it. It's salty.
That's true. He is absolutely a Satan horcrux.
You saw the dog.
We all saw the dog.
You saw the puppet.
I saw the dog! And it killed me. And my eyes. Oh, God, it's bad. This is not magic. Oh, my life is tragic. Help! Ah! Oh!
Remember that one time we tried to make a song out of just sounds of Mario getting hurt?
Dude, I think I found a better way to do it. You kidding me?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dog.
You want to do that instead of
figured out how to auto-tune properly.
Fuck.
Yes.
That's good for the ears.
You're welcome.
Speaking
of proof that we're in hell.
So the next part.
Yeah, what happens next? I don't fucking remember.
There
was another sob story.
There was another sob story, but this one's a lot less.
That one, it was the dude talking about how he had to move and like acne and shit.
Yeah, the surfer guy.
Yeah, who is.
So he got mono.
Yep.
Which made him lose a lot of weight.
Because he's an athlete.
Right. I don't really know why, like, him losing a lot of weight was due to him being an athlete. It's more due to the fact that he got mono.
Yeah.
It's bad.
No, I'm not saying him losing weight because he was an athlete. I was saying him losing weight significant because he's an athlete.
Sure, it's kind of significant for anybody when you're a teen.
Sure.
Like, you lose a lot of weight. That's like potentially a very bad thing.
If I lost a lot of weight, I would literally disappear.
You can't lose weight. I need you to actually eat some more donuts.
Dude, donuts.
Stat.
Dude, donuts, though.
Turns out you weigh like 95,000 pounds.
You're just very like condensed. People call me a neutron star. I'm like a very small object, but incredibly dense.
Your toilet is home to a bunch of Pootron stars. Good night, everybody.
When I'm not wearing clothes, I'm a Neutron star.
Oh, boy.
Come on, bring more. Bring them on!
But, like... So, his...
Post your Neutron star puns in the non-existent comments down below.
So... Or send them to us at youjerks@ 69centspecial.com.
Exactly.
We're
lonely.
Please talk to us.
Help.
Help.
Send nudes.
We get... So his sob story is, got mono, was prescribed steroids way late into the...
Yeah.
Like, having
it's
mono.
Like, did he go to the doctor when he first got mono? I don't think so. They would have given him medicine at least for the symptoms, I imagine. Because
right.
You can't, like, cure it because it's mono.
Right,
you
gotta just let
help
write
you
it out,
it. Yeah.
Which is why they give you the steroids.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it sounded like this was like 3 weeks into his trip.
They
by trip, I mean mono.
It's a trip.
Yeah.
They gave him steroids, which caused him to get acne.
Yep.
Which is the next part of his sob story.
Yeah. The single worst thing
and
that
like,
ever existed.
I had a bunch of acne on my face and
my neck and my back and my chest.
It was really
I'm like,
awful.
Welcome to the fucking club, asshole.
And I'm like, "That's you're a teen. That's to be expected. You eat pizza."
Yeah. Pizza's delicious.
And then he moves.
Yeah.
Which is...
That can hurt.
That can hurt a teen.
Yeah.
That can hurt a teen a lot. Your phone.
No, I'm just updating it.
It's not... Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I thought your phone was doing a bad...
No, it's I mean, that's just its general existence. Anyway. So
not sponsored.
No, by phone. And
by phone company.
Man, I really wish we could get sponsored by
Skynet. Singular.
Vodafone. Does that still exist?
I think it does.
Damn.
It's like a pay-as-you-go type thing.
Yeah,
right?
I imagine so. A lot of the Metro PCS and whatnot.
Well, Metro is like a regular one.
Oh.
Hey, are we funny yet?
We're approaching the start of being funny.
This one was really emotionally draining. It
was emotionally draining in both directions.
Right, like
because the visual it was like a movie that gaslights your emotions.
Right.
Yeah.
Cuz it's like, look at all this 90s shit. You really love
this is fun it. And this is fun and we got a funny like Dave Coulier bad clone and
Drew Barrymore is also here.
Drew Barrymore-ish. Drew Barry less and so have fun kids. Hey, bad things happen because God is punishing you. It's like, geez.
Yeah, so we eventually get to
sob story number three.
Sob story number three is actually also a really sad, like, it's sad not sad sad.
Yeah.
Sob story number three is this girl whose best friend like commits suicide
while she's on the phone with her,
and
which is fucking traumatic. Jesus.
This girl is taking it really well.
Surprisingly, like, level. And I'm like, this must have been a while ago, and you must have had a good counselor.
Because... And she's not that old.
No, she was, like, middle high school, I want to say. Maybe late
tops.
High school. Yeah, at most, yeah.
So, like, holy shit.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Or sociopath.
Yeah, like, in middle school, I sat next to a kid who I didn't really know much, but he committed suicide, and that hit me hard. Like, I can't imagine being on the phone with one of your friends.
Yeah, as they your best friend.
And you hear the gunshot, like,
right.
Holy fuck. That is scarring.
Wildly traumatic.
Wildly.
And exactly the kind of thing that would make a person question, hey, why does God let bad things happen?
Yeah. Hey, God.
The fuck?
Yo, bro. Hey, yeah, hey,
hey, if you're omnipotent and also, like, an all-powerful good...
Did you just have, like, a Wendy's-induced fever dream and let this happen? What? Oh, that's another proof that we're in hell. Last episode.
Shit, dude.
So, yeah, that was... So you said it was good. It was traumatic. There was an arc to it, you were saying.
So the first sob story was really like traumatic and sad.
Oh, you're saying overall in the all of the sob stories. I thought you meant this sob story in particular.
No.
This one was just like
this one was holy shit, beginning to end. It was also the shortest one.
Yeah.
Because it was like kind of happens in one.
Yeah. Got it in one.
Got it in one. Bad.
Yeah.
Bad joke. Bad joke alarm, everybody. It's my entire life. It's just going on constantly. Bing, bing, bing. It's just the theme song to Mario World.
Dude, it's such a good song.
Yeah, I know it is. It's why they used it.
Yeah, it's like, no, they only use bad songs for... It's like the soundtrack to Ride to Hell Retribution.
You know that's not on Steam anymore?
Yeah, they pulled it.
I know.
Ever had a game so bad you get pulled from Steam?
You ever wonder why? You wonder why?
God, that feels good.
It does, every single time.
It's so cathartic.
You ever wonder cathartic?
So cathartic.
That's when you someone else farts in the room and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, with that.
So never.
What was after that? More
so
more
so teach. in between these we get a little bit of teach.
Yeah.
And after this, Teach starts trying to actually like explain like why bad things happen from the perspective of God.
Yes.
And this is one of the few religious tapes that we have that has no good advice in it whatsoever.
No, it's one of the least looking fire and brimstone, but is the most fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very like weirdly Baptist.
It feels like everything in this movie is a contradiction of itself.
Yeah, because it's lulling you into like liking it with like the relentless assault of 90s.
Yeah, and then pulling the rug out from under you and revealing that there was no floor under the rug and it descends straight to hell.
Retribution.
Rug to hell retribution.
There's a sequel.
Yeah.
It's 4 seconds long.
That's it.
Credit.
It's just a mod for Binding of Isaac.
There's more credits than there is game.
Damn.
Because we have to credit every single asset that we borrowed.
You mean that we bought from the Unity asset store?
We didn't buy it. These are free.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, there's... Yeah! There's not... So his reasons are like... Because you've sinned. Because... was the second one... Because, like, humanity?
Oh, you're right. There were three.
Because one was God is testing you.
Mm-hmm. One was compassion.
No, those are qualities about God.
Oh.
Which,
you're right.
Of which there are also three, because three is a magic number.
Three...
Oh, we also said about a third sob story girl that she looks like she ended up being a Wiccan.
Yeah, she totally does.
Like, we predicted, like, the ungodly, like, variants that all three of these kids became.
Yeah, number one was Juggalo.
Juggalo.
Two, gay man.
Yeah, just a gay surfer.
Yeah, which is cool.
Which, fine. Yeah. You know,
three.
None of these are, like, bad. Even just, Juggalos are,
it's
like...
It's just, like, this is the most clear future I see for them.
Yeah. We could definitely, like,
with our non-existent, like, seance powers. Seance is talking to the dead. Never fucking mind.
Well, I mean, the dead can tell the future.
I mean, they were talking about dead people.
A lot of dead people.
The second one wasn't.
Except his social life, apparently. Got him.
Yeah, his acne virginity died. I missed. Yeah.
Pretend that was us high-fiving.
Sweet. Pretend like I'm way more good at that.
We were actually really far apart. There was no way that was going to happen.
No, we're on opposite ends of a couch.
Couch.
Opposite ends of a Turner and Hooch VHS. Ooh, my phone update.
Hello, hunks. It's Dream Phone, the electronic game with the talking phone.
Are you done, like, setting up your new wallpaper?
Why do pauses happen? Anyway.
Why do pause happen? It's because they're cute.
Little foot beans.
But yeah, and then the third one clearly turned out to be a Wiccan. And we think her friend who committed suicide was probably like a persecuted lesbian.
Yeah, which made it really sad.
It seemed like it.
Yeah, because she said, like, I mean, this is an assumption.
This is conjecture, and we'll never know the answer to this question, because both this girl is dead, and also, like, we can't ask the person
who said
it. This would be a really great time for us to reveal that we got her.
And she's calling in now. That'd be incredible.
Yeah, and also really
she's been on the line this whole time. Hearing me fuck with my phone.
Just wasting time.
This is my time to interview.
Listening to us, like, yell.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder why? Like, four times.
You ever wonder why?
Oh, Patrick Warburton.
Yeah. That's... Shut up, phone.
That's yours.
I know.
Anyway. Shut up.
So after that, it was...
He had three reasons.
Robin.
He had three reasons for why God punishes us.
Yep.
One is because we've sinned. One is because humans have sinned. Which is bullshit, right?
Right.
Because the whole, like, central theme of Christianity...
That's fucking double jeopardy, bro.
Is that... Right, exactly. Is that Jesus already paid for our sins.
Yeah.
So why is all this shit gotta go on now?
It's against the Constitution, bro.
And these are probably of USA. The non-denominational kind?
USA.
These are probably just generic Protestants.
Yeah.
Because they don't do confession. So once you do the baptism, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're Gucci. You're going.
Yep.
You're going.
You're Stanley Tucci. Mm-hmm.
You're Stanley Tucci. You're going to be in a lot of great movies.
Yes.
Stanley Tucci, by the way, if you want to be on our show, don't. It would be bad for your career.
Yeah, no. For the protection of your lovely, illustrious career, don't get near this.
But if you did want to be on our show, like, we would be really flattered.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Also, Stanley Tucci does not listen to this show.
Not at all.
If you want to email Stanley Tucci, email him at youjerks@ 69centspecial.com. Send us all your Stanley Tucci fan mail.
An email for a domain that doesn't have a website yet. Yay! But the domain exists.
So we can email from it.
So you can email it. Yay.
Yay. But yeah. And then third reason, which is probably something like...
Because butt sex happens?
Well, no, because that's sin. I think the third one is sin. Testing you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep. Sin. Because he wants to make you stronger by, like, taking your mom away from you.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
He wants to make,
Because, like, oh, man, nothing makes you stronger, like, going through...
Was that a Britney Spears song?
Because I'm stronger than yesterday? I believe that was Britney Spears.
Okay.
It's either Britney Spears or one of the other ones.
One of the Britney Spears clones.
Well, it could be, like, Christina Aguilera. Now I gotta fucking...
From Tiger Toys.
And then the VHS ends with...
Yeah, we forgot.
We were talking about fun stuff.
He talks about... Jesus Christ. So after he talks about, like, the...
No, he talks about God.
After he talks about why God punishes us, they get into this fucking thing where, like, what is God anyway? And
one of us.
Actually, one of them basically says, I think God's like us, you know, because he made us in his image. So I think he likes to joke around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, cool. Nearly killing that guy's mom.
Sweet.
Making
Did
that girl.
Did you kill someone's mom? Sweet.
Going to jail. This is entrapment.
Oh, God. I bumped the thing.
Oh, what if God was not bumping your thing?
Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
What? Were you singing Tetris?
I don't know.
Okay. Da, da, da,
da, da. I think I went into bad.
Oh. Ding. I'm bad.
I'm bad. Jumbo. Really, really bad.
My singing.
So he was like, God is a God of love. And I'm like, yeah, nearly killing that guy's mom is really act of love. It was like, love something and compassion.
Love
and I'm like,
chunk.
And I'm like, as presented, not accurate.
Right. Right. In the in the confines of this.
Not at all. So real quick, I want to sort of compare this to part one.
Yes.
When things seem impossible.
Yes.
Now that we've wasted several fucking years talking about our musical tastes.
Musical tastes are fun.
They are, but they're...
My favorite musical taste is... Salty?
I prefer salty.
It was a taste bun.
Salty?
No, not that salty. With an S. No P.
I was going to say salty also has an S in it. That would have been a good place to cut.
Salty? Chocolate?
Listen, chocolate and salt go well.
They do. Have you ever had chocolate-covered Pringles? Anyway. Tasty, tasty, tasterino.
All my life just left me.
Oh.
That dealt 20 damage to me. So, When Things Seem Impossible is definitely, like, trying to give you, like, life advice.
Mm-hmm.
And this super wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
There's one point where he's like, there are basically three ways to, like, deal with shit when bad things happen, right? It's you can resent it.
You resent the world.
You can resent the world, which is not healthy. Right. Because it doesn't let you, which like, move on from your thing. Absolutely true. You could martyr yourself, which also is unhelpful because it makes it about you and then does not let you move on from it.
Mm-hmm. Because it sort of becomes part of your identity.
And it's like, okay, all right, we might be getting into the territory where, like, good advice, and then he immediately ruins it with, like, or you can trust God.
Yep.
And I'm like, cool, cool. Yeah, so at once, here's the fucking thing about both of these movies. They both try to put personal responsibility on things and also saying that it's God's plan.
Yes, which is...
And I'm like, you kind of have to pick one. This is sort of why there's Catholicism and Protestantism.
This is sort of why a lot of people are confused.
Right. Because, like, you do have to pick one.
Yeah. They're sort of mutually exclusive.
You either have free will or you don't in this scenario. And this seems to be on the side of you have free will, but also God does these things to you. Not free will happens.
Free willy happens.
He brings up a random suffering in this too.
Yeah, the idea of random suffering. Which I'm like, that's a fucking horrid, like, optical term.
And I mean,
the optics on that phrase are bad.
It's like, it's what happens.
Yeah. It's called life.
But, like, at the same time,
it's not like a standardized procedure.
It's not something that God, like, that's not in God's power set.
No. He didn't choose that at level 3.
Right.
Yeah.
He had the option to go
Plague Inc.
Who would ever pick the random suffering path?
Yeah, you gotta make it stealthy and then just ruin people's life once everyone's infected. You can make no symptoms, everyone gets infected, and then give everyone ass hemorrhages. And they just shit blood until they die.
That's for the game Plague Inc., available now on the App Store, Google Play.
And Steam.
And Steam, not sponsored.
Nope, just a fun game.
Just a fun game if you ever want to, like, feel like a sociopath while you poop.
Why the fuck not? I mean, sometimes it's so bad.
You gotta take the suffering out on something. Yep. Random suffering.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so this compared to... I actually think When Things Seem Impossible is more useful...
Yes.
In your day-to-day than this.
It's a more inspiring use of religion as opposed to the sort of punishment.
Sure, yeah. It's very much not fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
It's sort of the opposite.
Yeah, it's sort of like he read the Bible and found strength in it to escape his
captors.
The fact that a guerrilla war band stole him and his plane.
Listen, they get +2/+0 if you control a forest. That's Kurt Ape.
Do they get another thing? No, they just cost red.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, do they get another thing?
There's one that's a 1/1 that gets +1/+1 if you have a mountain and +1/+1 if you have a forest.
Well, Wild Nacatl's green.
Yeah, but there's also an ape that does that.
Oh, okay.
That's red.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
that's sweet.
Yeah. if you want to be. Okay.
If you want a little information about it.
He did the thing where he pushes the back of your glasses and then it goes out. Yeah, he did it again.
It's like a nutcracker, but with optics.
You know they can't see that.
I know, but my voice can imply it.
He also really widens his eyes when he does that. yeah. So, TJ.
No.
Real question.
Okay.
Would you recommend this tape to anybody?
As a study of 90s video editing, yes.
But as like
but
a,
that's it. You play it on mute.
Well, I don't know. Because then you miss...
The fucking audio transitions are good.
You miss the audio transitions? You miss the... Would you ever wonder why?
Yeah, you mute... Yeah.
That doesn't work for two reasons. You actually lowered your voice when you moved the mic away from you.
It's just enhancing the microwave effect. Did you say microwave or microphone?
Microphone.
Okay. I thought you said microwave and I started laughing.
I probably said microwave.
Okay.
Let's
play it back, Paul. Play it back, Paul. See?
Yeah, wow, crazy.
Perfect.
No, you ruined that Doppler effect.
I did.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend this.
No.
I would definitely torture our friends with it again.
Oh, hell yeah. I would get, like, wasted.
But I think you could run this as, like, a two-parter, like a twofer.
Oh, those two? They're both... Well, that one's, like, 60 minutes. 40, 60 minutes?
I think it's 60 minutes.
Yeah, you could put the two together. You get, like, feature length.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe not.
That one, I think, is a little more... Like, this one's riffable.
Yeah, that one's unriffable.
Yeah. So if you like riffing... Like, well, that one, I think, you have more room to breathe to come up with the riffs. That's like rapid fire. It gives you the material.
Right.
Like, it's just right there.
It sort of riffs itself a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if you want a little more of an improvisational challenge, I'd go with When Things Seem Impossible.
Right.
It's not impossible. It doesn't, it seems impossible.
but if you dig.
Yeah.
If you dig down deep.
If you start making your own narratives within the context of your riffs.
Especially when they're based around fast food chains.
And you just get baked and then fly to the Bermuda Triangle where you fight an esports team.
That's made also of black holes. Yeah. What were we doing?
Dude, we... Wendy's, man.
Wendy's. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend this for much else other than like an artifact of its time.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of value here.
I liked it purely for the visuals and the stupid. That's the word. I wanted to see if I could find another word other than stupid. Stupid audio transitions.
He turned into a teapot. Yeah, the audio transitions were probably the best part.
Absolutely. And the poorly timed bass riffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You're going to die. Beep, beep, beep.
I kind of want, if I ever have to go to like a doctor and they have to give me like really bad news, here's where we like do like a little, and we're in a bit now.
Hey, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, doctor. What's
up? Just have a seat. Have a seat over here.
I was already sitting.
So I looked at your file. And after all your blood tests, your rectal exam.
That was not fun.
And your several other like physical things that we did to you.
Those were fun.
The hate to break it to you, but
hey, why did that band come in with you?
Don't worry. But it looks like you may have leukemia.
Leukemia? Yes.
Or what if leukemia was the word of the day?
Like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
You said the secret word.
Pee-wee, you're the worst doctor.
That was not Pee-wee's laugh. What did I just do?
Nope, that's worse.
Perfect.
We can both almost do Pee-wee's laugh.
This is crack. Rock cocaine.
Well, that was part two of whatever the fuck we said earlier.
Yeah, we can't do it again.
You may or may not hear our ramblings about our musical tastes. You may just hear random bullshit I added in. Who knows? But you know what?
But you know what? It burned about 17 minutes of time.
A lot of fucking time. But
listen, kids.
Yeah.
Out there.
In the cyberspace.
And adults who are probably statistically the ones listening to this. If you're a kid, please don't. Or do. I'm
I
not
checked
your dad.
The whole box. It says with explicit language.
Like I'm not your dad.
A plus.
If you want like advice for why bad things happen, I would probably and you want like a religious like opinion on it, I would probably ask like a pastor directly. I would not watch a videotape about it.
Yeah.
You know? Because like a pastor theoretically like did like theologian like study.
Yeah. He yeah. In order to be a pastor.
Theoretically.
In order to be a theoretical pastor, you got a theoretical.
Right. And like
not heretical, theoretical.
Or you can be heretical and not your dad.
be a Satan priest.
I'm not your real dad.
I think priests. I don't fucking know.
I think they have priests.
Probably.
If you're a Satanist out there, do you guys have priests?
Email us at
youjerks
at 69centspecial.com.
I'm going to start plugging that more often.
If you want to plug our email, email youjerks at 69centspecial.com.
Yeah, email us telling us to email youjerks at 69centspecial.com.
We're like self-spamming.
Please don't actually do that. Because I know at least three people who listen to this could definitely...
Would totally do it.
Figure out a way to make us spam ourselves.
Email yourself at imajerk at your own email dot your email.
Dot ellipses.
Triple X.
Yeah, is dot triple X one?
Yeah. It's a new TLD.
That's unfortunate.
Also, dot porn is one of them. But that's like fucking that...
Half the internet.
I want to figure out if my URL is going somewhere after I go there. Not like, well, this is obviously a porn site. That ruins the mystique.
You realize our website is 69centspecial.com.
Exactly.
Right?
It's disappointment.